Welcome to Southern Hospitality. It is Wednesday, June 27th. I am Dana Barrett, one of your hosts, joined by my co-host, Elizabeth Gordon.
Hey there, Dana.
How are you?
Feeling very hospitable this morning.
I am. Are you?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We had a lovely morning show with our good friend now, Stephanie Clark.
Right. Southern Hospitality is basically almost like our second hour of our morning show.
Exactly. That's when we start to get hungry and sleepy. So we bring in our hotels and restaurants.
we keep hoping that they're going to bring food, and it hasn't happened enough for my taste, but it happens occasionally. So, we're happy to have Andrew May from Hampton Inn joining us, but we would be happier if he had shown up with donuts or something.
Next time.
Note to self.
Yeah, exactly. Next time you're invited on the radio, bring food.
You got it.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, the Hampton Inn and Suites downtown, it's just a hip skip and a jump.
Need more coffee, girlfriend?
Yeah, seriously.
Right behind you.
Hop, skip, and a jump. There you go.
Absolutely. We're located right on Spring Street, right next to the Westin, and right behind 200 Peachtree. So convenient to everything downtown.
So there's a lot of hotels in the downtown area. Yeah. How many do you know approximately?
A lot.
I mean, I don't know what that means either, but I know, you know, Atlanta specifically, some downtown areas have a different feel than Atlanta, but Atlanta is very much a hotel downtown.
Well, we do a lot of convention business. Plus, there are now a lot of super fabulous attractions.
It's true.
Absolutely. A lot of demand generators in the area.
Yeah. So what is it like sort of competing with all the other properties in downtown?
It's definitely competitive.
Yeah.
Definitely. A lot of us have our own loyalty programs, such as Hilton Honors,
right,
that compete. A lot of us have our own little niche that we like to compete for. We have a loyal base, very, very dedicated Hilton Honors members
that
choose to stay with us.
So often the business travelers who are sort of
absolutely
want those points are going to come to you.
Absolutely. But leisure as well.
Okay.
Weekends, we certainly see a big influx of people that, you know, want to go to Braves games, you know, the Georgia Aquarium,
World
Coca-Cola.
Do you ever get local people that just want to spend the night and not drive back?
Definitely for concerts.
Too many.
Okay.
Phillips Arena, Tabernacle.
You know, that makes sense.
They're gonna stumble right across the street.
I was going to say, they want to get their drink on.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you've been at Thrive Nightclub till 4 a.m.
True.
That's right. And then you need a place to just crash, go to the Hampton Inn.
That's right.
They'll take care of you.
That's right.
But please behave yourselves.
Yeah.
No crazy rock and roll behavior at the Hampton Inn. Just saying. So how long have you been there?
This is actually my second tour there.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Interesting.
I've been back for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
I managed another property downtown and then came back. So I've been in the market for 6 years now downtown.
Okay. And how did you get involved in hospitality in the first place?
It was kind of a fluke.
For many people, I think. Yes.
Yes. It was a job in high school.
Yeah.
That just led to bigger and better things, more opportunities.
Stuck with it.
I did. Worked for a company that, you know, had the opportunity to move around. And actually, I grew up in the Norcross Peachtree Corners area.
Okay,
and
so you're a local Atlanta native.
Yeah. I found my way back out of, you know, coincidence and been back for 6 years and love it.
Interesting. There's not many Atlanta natives anymore, or ever really.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess
people get so excited.
Well, full disclosure, I wasn't born here, but I grew up here. So
where were you born?
It's home. San Francisco.
Okay. But you got here when you were little?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
this is home.
For all intents and purposes.
This is home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I that counts, I think, right?
Absolutely.
I say I've been here for 20 something years now, so I say I'm almost a native.
There you go.
And in fairness to me, my child was born here, so she's a native. So I brought one into the I think there's more now, right? As the city gets bigger and bigger, there's more and more people that were actually born and raised here.
Yeah. As they've changed immigration policy, you might officially qualify.
That's right. That's true. I could be grandfathered in or something. I don't know. So do you commute or do you live nearby?
I live nearby. I live right at Claremont and 85.
That's not too bad.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I can't do
inside the perimeter fan.
Oh, ITP. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do commuting.
So has the Hampton Inn been paying attention to the transportation vote that's coming up July 31st?
We have. Definitely keeping tabs of what is going to, you know, affect the metro Atlanta. I personally think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think the city gridlock is something can be negative.
Yeah,
to a lot of people.
It can be. It's interesting. Well, and parking too, which it'll help alleviate some potential parking issues. Yeah. People won't feel like they have to move their car to do everything. They can get around, park the car once. You know, if they're staying at the Hampton Inn, they can drive in from wherever they came from, park their car with you, and then take the streetcar to get to the attraction.
Which will have a stop right in front of our hotel.
Nice.
So we're pretty excited about it. Yeah. Right.
We are.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think
not excited for the construction, but excited for the finished product.
You know, that's an interesting point because that can be one of the most frustrating things about development and about cities. It's like you want all that forward progress and motion, but you have to deal with the pains.
Nobody wants to deal with the headache
of getting there.
Sure.
And it's funny because we've been talking a lot about the transportation bill over the last couple of weeks with various guests on some of the different shows here on Atlanta Business Radio X. And we haven't talked about the construction. So I'm kind of glad you brought that up, actually. We've talked all about the end result.
Exactly.
Have they done anything in terms of talking to businesses about what to expect from a construction standpoint?
They've actually been very proactive. They have made several trips to the hotel, and they've given us maps and kind of time frames on what to expect. So they've been very forthcoming with us, so that's been good.
Is it something where your guests will be maybe impeded to getting into the front door or to pulling into the parking lot, or are you anticipating any of that?
We're just anticipating perhaps you know, some delays of getting to the parking lot because it's, you know, right off of Carnegie that will go through us.
Right.
But shouldn't really impact them.
And do you feel like you're going to have to sort of warn guests as to coming in that they might need to plan a little extra time, or is it one of those things?
Honestly,
where
we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, you know? It has to pass first, I guess, right? So baby steps.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering because I know I'm going on a vacation for July 4th. I've already talked about this once today. But we're going to a place where there is some construction going on.
Okay.
So because of that, we got a really good rate on our room. We're being cheapies. Because it's overlooking construction of a pool kind of thing.
You can, like, climb through a manhole to get
I might have to bring a camera and film this just for funsies.
I'm going to have to come back and hear all the details.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be fine. We talked to the hotel on the phone and we asked, like, what's the real deal? And they were like, it's construction during the day. It doesn't start till after 9 in the morning. It stops by 5. They're just redoing the pool.
Yeah.
And so there's no pool right now. So that's one of the reasons we got a good deal. And also we're on the side of the hotel that overlooks that. So, you know, you're looking down on construction instead of a beautiful pool area. So hopefully it will be no big deal. But if it is, it'll just be funny. I have a good enough attitude that I don't really care. I don't get bent out of shape with stuff like that.
Well, the good thing is they let you know in advance.
Right.
Right.
And they,
so you know what to expect when you get in there.
Hey, early breakfast, let's get out of here.
Well, and that's what made me wonder, because I thought that was really good of them. It was very proactive to say, you know what, we're discounting. Like maybe that when that happens, you discount the parking or something. You say, we know it's a little bit of a pain in the ass, so we're going to give you a, oh, I just said ass. We're going to, you know.
Well, we just recently completed a renovation, and we try to have fun with it.
Yeah.
And we had our front desk staff actually wear hard hats.
Cute.
And put, you know, and decorate them, you know, and. You know, put little jewels on them and everything. Just had a good time with it.
That's awesome.
And we tried to notify, you know, all of our hotel guests so they knew. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before on this show because, and we can talk about this as it relates to Hampton Inn, but I think one of the things that when there is so much competition in a market, one of the things that always distinguishes one property over another is how they handle strife. Let's call it strife. Yeah. You know, a difficult customer or a bad situation. You know, there's some people that are just never going to be happy. And I think it's for all of us, too, as people who take part, you know, participate in service in some way, how you treat those situations and handle them. And if you can kind of make light and
well, something that Hampton is unique for is we have 100% satisfaction guarantee. So it's unconditional. So if you are unhappy with your stay for any reason, we do give you your money back. That's one of the core values of our brand. And that's something we stick behind.
Yeah.
And, it goes a long way. And I think that has contributed to the loyalty, the brand loyalty, you know, across the country.
And it is funny because you would think, I think a lot of businesses are afraid to do something like that because they're afraid that people are going to constantly be saying that just to say it so they don't have to pay. But I find the opposite to be true. Like, I know for me personally, sometimes I want to complain about something because I just want you to know as the hotel manager that, you know what, the sink in my room, something was wrong with it. It wasn't bad enough for me to complain during my stay, but just so you know, like, the sink is broken. But, and then you'll say, well, you know what? If you weren't satisfied, we'll give you your money back. And I'm like, no. Yeah. I didn't want my money back.
Right,
I was just trying to,
I just want a result.
I just want to help you. Yeah. I want you to know what this is going on or whatever. Like, yeah, sure. Give me a free cupcake or whatever, but I don't need the whole shebang. I'm not trying to get a freebie.
It's the
here.
Second mention of cupcakes today.
I know, we're obsessed with cupcakes. Or donut, or
yeah.
You know,
I'm bringing them next time. Next time you have me, I'm bringing them.
It's because Stephanie was our warm up. So I thought, you know, maybe she would bring cupcakes.
I know. We need to be more specific when we invite people. Listen, we'd love to have you on our show. Bring food.
Yep.
But yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times people don't actually. Most people, I think, are, you know, not ethically challenged like that, and they are only going to complain when it's a legitimate complaint. So is that your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Believe it or not, the percentage is very small
of scammers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people just want reassurance that something's gonna be done. They understand that, you know, there's a lot of people coming through the hotel, and you know, it could be just
right. There's a lot of variables at play.
Absolutely.
Just take care of
problem resolution. How fast are you to resolve it to, you know, exceed their expectations?
It is so funny too. There, when you travel, I mean, people, there's so many different personality types, and I think your personality gets like amplified when you're on the road and traveling because you're just stressed out and tired, I think. And so if something isn't to your liking, you just see people exploding and acting. I go on trips with my family sometimes, and my stepfather always complains about his room to us, but never to the hotel. He's always like, oh, it's too cold, the air conditioner is too loud, the shower is not good, whatever it is. He's always got something. And we're always like, well, why don't you ask for another room? Why don't you talk to the front desk? No, he just likes to complain, I think. So everybody has their way, you know, it's pretty funny. So
that's hilarious. I want to hear about the building, because the building that the Hampton Inn and Suites in downtown Atlanta is actually listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Cool.
It is. And recently, we've been doing some research to kind of get some more history of the building. So we've been actually across the street at the Fulton County Library.
Right.
And they've been a big help, by the way.
Nice.
The building
good old
was
fashioned library research.
I know. You know, it's been a long time since
nobody
I've been in a library
that
before.
Anymore. It's like, oh,
wait,
I can't
library?
Find it on
yeah,
Google.
I know.
I've
walked in
go
like,
to the library.
See, it's been a decade since I've been in a library.
That's cool, though. Yeah.
It's actually
it's
very
a
cool.
Nice library. That
it really
Fulton
is.
Fulton County downtown.
But the building was actually built in 1927, and it was actually only three stories that we found out.
Originally,
yes. And then in 1949, they expanded up to current eight stories that it is now. It was occupied by the Baptist Home Mission Board through the 40s till, I believe, the mid-70s. Then it kind of became an office building. And it sat vacant in the mid-90s.
Right.
And then the Cooper Hotels out of Memphis, Tennessee, purchased the property. And
was that pre the Olympics? Is that
after the Olympics?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after the Olympics.
Okay.
And then they renovated it to a hotel and opened it as a Hampton Inn and Suites as it is today.
So, wow.
It's definitely it's got some unique.
So
character.
Yeah, can you see the history of the building? I mean,
you can.
How much is really preserved?
You can
you feel like you're going into a building that was built in the 20s.
In more of the back of the house.
Okay.
You know, where we have laundry now, where we have the maintenance areas. You know, the
right.
Behind the scenes, you can really see the character of the old building. Now we've kept the charm of the lobby.
Neat.
Very much
I love
intact.
A good lo-
yeah,
hotel
and
lobby.
The windows are original.
Nice.
So definitely.
Oh, that's yeah.
I like a good hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Why not?
There you go.
What is the typical mix there? Are you busier during the weeks? Are you busier on the weekends? Do you find that you get a mix of business and leisure travelers, families?
We're very fortunate to be successful in both the corporate and the leisure. Like any other hotel, we live for the conventions that come in the city.
Right.
But we do very well on the weekends for people coming to the demand generators, you know, like I said earlier, such as the aquarium.
Right.
Concerts.
World of Coke, CNN. Yeah, exactly. So.
And you find when people come in, they know already what, when people are coming in like that for some kind of entertainment or more just to tour Atlanta, do they know what they want, or are they asking at the desk where how to get around and where to go? And
a little bit of both. A little bit of both. You know, our staff is very good with handing out walking maps, you know, local
flyers. I've always
wondered
about that, because sometimes you go into a hotel and, you know, wherever, not necessarily here, but in cities around the country or the world, and the people at the hotel know exactly. Like, you never ask them a question that they don't, you know, how do I get here? They're like, okay, you go out here, you turn left, go three blocks, walk down, it'll be on your right. Like, they seem to know everything. And then other times you go to certain hotels and they don't have a clue. They're like, I don't know.
I think it might be that way.
Right. Do we have one of those here? Like, they seem really puzzled. So I always wondered, is that, like,
well,
a trainer issue?
Well, local, it is. It definitely is. And it's funny we speak of it, because today at 3 o'clock, if you'd like to join us, we have a tour where our new employees are walking around.
The city.
The city, actually.
I love that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. So,
well, I mean, that is the only way you
coincidentally
ever
scheduled for today.
Really learn,
yeah,
is by having... I mean, you can't just look at a map. Like,
true.
You have to, in order to give those kinds of directions that are, like, so precise and,
yeah,
so helpful that even if the person's a total idiot, they can't screw it up.
Right.
Like,
you have
you
to be able to say
have to
a landmark.
Directionally challenged.
Right. Yeah, lots of people are.
Which, yeah, me.
Elizabeth and I joke, we walk out of here to go to lunch sometimes, and we literally just start walking, and then all of a sudden we both look at each, because we think the other one's leading, and then we look,
wait,
at each other like, wait,
where are we going?
What are we doing? But, I mean, you do have to be able to say, go two blocks to the Starbucks, turn left,
right,
walk up, and you'll see the 191 building, go right, and you'll,
right,
you know what I mean? Like, if you don't walk around, you can't get that from a
definitely
map.
Definitely, yeah.
I love that.
So
we're going to see you guys wandering around town at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
You are, yes.
That's awesome. Are you going on the tour?
I might.
Now you kind of have to.
Yeah, I know.
You should videotape the tour.
Make them hold a rope, you know, a little, so they're all following the leader.
That's right.
Field trip.
Yeah, field trip. Yeah.
That's really cool.
So
is it just front desk people that go on that, or is it everybody?
It's mostly front desk, yes.
Okay, gotcha. That's really cool.
What kind of people do you find are part of the team? I mean, what do you look for when you're hiring people? What's the personality of the staff?
Well, we look for a personality. We look for somebody that's not shy, that isn't afraid to make eye contact with a guest and ask questions, say hello. We want the guest to feel as if they're at their house, a home away from home. We make it a point to greet everybody in the door and out the door. And we want everybody to be acknowledged. That's
nice.
What we strive for.
I think that's also
like
one
that.
Of the most important things. I hate walking into a hotel or any service business where they don't look at you. They don't make eye contact. They look like they're, you know, they're talking on the phone or they're typing and they don't look up and they don't greet you. And you're just standing there like, really?
Hello.
Excuse me. I know. I'm standing here. Guest. Could be a millionaire, could be famous. If you would look
right.
up, you might
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
You know, like, excuse me. I always am amazed when, and really there are properties where that kind of service just doesn't exist. So that's good that you guys do that. Because I think sometimes also people assume that the more you pay, that you're always going to get better service. That's not always the case. A lot of times, especially with chains where you guys have policies in place and you know, have that training, regardless of what level of property it is,
right?
You know, what price point you're at, you're still going to get that same quality of service, which I think is great.
Yeah, that is what I love about the Hampton Inn, that no matter where you are, it's always
consistent.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that the brand has done a very good job. Is getting consistency throughout the properties.
Now, do you go to like big corporate events in, you know, where all the Hampton Inn GMs are together and talking about things?
We do.
What's that like?
It's a lot of fun.
I know hotel people are always fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Our last brand conference was in Orlando.
Nice.
In October of last year. So.
And so there's talks about things like consistent service and things like that.
They'll roll
the
out new initiatives. Yeah. Definitely a lot of drinking.
Of course. I know. I used to be in the business. I know how it is.
Always, you know, recapping basically the last 12 months.
Yeah.
How is the brand doing? Where is the brand going? What our competitors are doing? And what we need to do to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
So in
and stay at number
like
one.
The old staples that everybody's grown to be accustomed and used to, you guys are also looking at ways to like mix it up or keep it current, keep it fresh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We, one of our staples is the free hot breakfast.
Right.
So we.
That is one of my favorite parts of staying at Hampton Inn.
Definitely.
Free hot breakfast.
Sometimes
definitely.
You don't really want to think about, like, oh, where are we going to have breakfast?
Right. Whatever. You just want to get it and go.
And I don't want to maybe, like, be completely ready when I'm eating the breakfast.
Right.
Like,
you can go back up.
Go back up. Take a shower.
Yeah. Totally.
Comb my hair.
We welcome you in your pajamas.
Nice.
Jump full down and just get a little food, especially if it's been a good night the night before.
Nice.
Yeah. I get a couple eggs in you.
Yeah.
Nice. You're killing me right now.
Another food hint, I know.
I know. Well, so what's
waffles next time.
I know. What do you guys have on the hot breakfast?
Well, the new initiative that we just rolled out most recently is hot oatmeal.
Ooh, that's good for you.
With different sides that rotate anywhere from different, you know, brown sugar, nuts, and berries.
Do you feel like you have to be conscious of, like, the trends in what, you know, people's, like, if people want healthier options or people are into, you know, I don't know, maybe like cinnamon rolls becomes the big hot thing or something. Do you have to be aware of that?
Yeah. I think the Hampton brand team does a very good job of being on top of that. And they do a lot of focus, you know, groups and surveys, and they reach out to us and say, hey, what's going on? Because, you know, a trend in Atlanta might be different in, say, Chicago.
Right. Grits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do eat some very different things for breakfast here in the South
than
what I was used to.
Yeah, when you first moved here, you're kind of like, I know. We're both from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
So, yeah, randomly.
Right. Are you Braves fans? I need to know this.
Sure.
Okay.
I've been here long enough. I'm a Braves fan. I don't follow
the
Phillies.
We're so diehard Atlanta now.
Yeah.
We have to.
We're just support Atlanta.
Everything Atlanta.
That's right.
I'll come back on your show.
thank you very much. Speaking of that, do you get people in for games and stuff like that?
We do. We do because they can pair it with the other attractions.
Can you do packages? Do you do, like, Braves come in for the Braves game kind of package? I'm just throwing ideas out now. Why I suddenly think I'm your marketing person? I don't know.
We have done packages in the past. We don't have any active right now because of the good draw that we have.
You know, I have a silly question, but, you know,
sure.
With all the couponing and stuff that's going on, that's aside from mini cupcakes and sliders and the other trends that are happening in our world right now, I feel like coupons is like the huge thing online, like Groupons and Scout Mobs and all that kind of stuff is so huge right now. And it's leaking over into the travel industry, you know, with Expedia, last minute getaways and Groupon getaways and all these like discounty offers.
Right.
Do you guys feel like you have to participate in that to be competitive?
We do not, to be very honest with you, until you know, the late months of late November and December.
Okay.
We're very fortunate to have the strong base of Hilton Honors.
Our
brand is very, very well known and consistent. So we're in a unique position that we don't do a lot of discounting.
Yeah.
Loyalty is huge.
It's a consistent product.
Yeah. Right. The coupon is all very vague and, you know, but I feel like a lot of people are getting trained at this point to, like, I want to go somewhere. The first thing I'm going to do is see if there's any deals.
Right.
So I just wondered if that was something that's
we do packages on Travelocity and Orbitz.
Okay. Were you part of other packages?
We
like
are.
You group with other services or something like that?
Correct.
Okay.
Your airlines.
I gotcha.
Or your rental cars.
Yeah.
I feel like lately the Groupons just they're not something I want.
No, I agree with you.
It's gone, like, they've started discounting things that were cool, and now they've started discounting things I wouldn't buy.
Right.
If they were free.
Get your blinds cleaned or something. You know, like, who cares? You know, like, microderm abrasion on your calf. Like, not necessary. Thank you.
Or pick a name out for your child. Did you see that one?
No.
Pay $1,000 to pick your name out.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, Lord. And, I mean, there's some that probably appeal to some people. But not me, you know, like kayaking somewhere 3 hours from here or whatever. Like, I'd buy it and then never use it, you know?
Though they'd win on that one.
Yeah. I do wonder, are they making any money? Do we know? I mean, I'm on a tangent now, but.
I have no idea.
I don't think they are.
We'll have to address that in our economic update on Good Morning Atlanta.
I do wonder because, you know, they keep trying to venture into new avenues like you know, the tourism and travel and whatever, because I just don't think they're making enough money on the...
And, well, there's so many of them now, too.
Right. That's the other thing. You get
splintered
emails
from, like, one.
Scout Mob. And
locally, and there's all these different ones.
Google even has one.
Right, and so...
Oh, do they? I didn't know that.
So people probably have their favorite, and then that's... And even those, like, I sort of like, in theory, now I'm going to be brand specific, because who really cares, but I sort of like Scout Mob the best, but I still don't use it that often. But it just annoys me maybe less than the others for whatever reason.
Right.
Coupons annoy me.
But also, don't
I
you
just
always...
like want to buy what I want to buy.
Well, that's the other problem is then you get trained like, and you're like, why should I
like manipulated my life like I'm a little mouse in a coupon maze trying to catch the best deal at every corner. It's like, I don't want to be imprisoned by
See, I do not do the grocery shopping
philosophy.
Because I'll just buy everything.
Right. And whether it's on sale or not, I don't care.
Ooh, this looks good.
It is so funny.
Everything does look good in the grocery
store. And this is, you can relate this to the hospitality industry, to anything, you know, talking about coupons or whatever. But I'll do this stupid stuff like, you know, Pennywise, Pound Foolish, like where I'll stand there in the grocery store and I'll compare the price of the two different freaking peanut butters. And it's like, I agonize over 4 cents difference or something like that per ounce or some stupid thing.
Right.
And then I go out and like blow, you know, $40 on something completely stupid without
buy
thinking
the pretzels
twice
to
about
dip
it.
In the peanut butter.
Yeah. So stupid. Yeah. I don't know why, but that is that manipulation, that mental training. And I mean, in a way the loyalty programs are part and parcel of that. But I think again, if you're getting something consistent and you know what it is and you're not just being suckered into something because there's a coupon, it's probably long-term, it's probably a better experience as a traveler.
And like you were saying, you know, when you do go on vacation, there's so many, or travel out of town, whether it's for business or leisure, there's so many other variables and things that can go wrong that you really, like when you can have something that
consistent.
Is consistent.
Yeah.
It's like, well, at least we know when we get to the Hampton Inn, everything will be normal.
Right.
Like you might have freaked out. You might have had a fight with
home
your
away from home.
Travel companion.
Right.
The flight was late.
Right.
The food was cold. The whatever.
Right.
But at least we know the one thing we can count on
is the Hampton Inn. So have you been to a lot of the other properties around the country? Is that something you guys get to do? Or do you get a good deal when you travel? I guess I do.
I mean, employee rates are always great. I do stay at Hamptons a lot.
Yeah. Now, do you can get your employee rate at all Hilton properties?
Correct.
Okay, so that's nice. So
based on availability.
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's like the people who
you're
work for the airlines.
You're not kicking out the high rollers.
Yeah,
I've
joked. I've turned my wife, who's probably listening, that I turned her into a hotel snob because of all the great deals we can get.
Yeah, you're like, I don't need to pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My classic hotel story this year is about when I stayed at the Four Seasons and they didn't have coffee in the room and I was so pissed off. I'm paying for the freaking I wasn't paying for it, but whatever. I'm at the Four Seasons. Can I just get a freaking cup of coffee in my room? No. $12 in the hotel restaurant pissed me off. Anyway, Hampton Inn doesn't do that, I'm sure, right?
We do not.
Do you guys have coffee in the room?
We have coffee 24/7 in the lobby.
Nice.
And in your room as well.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, I like that too. They have the coffee and the tea in the lobby all the time. Yeah.
What
free Wi-Fi too. That's a big one.
That's huge.
I always wonder about little things, too, about, like, the amenities and stuff in the rooms, like the shampoos and soaps and coffee and stuff like that. That's all corporate decided, right? What
it
brands
is.
And all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that makes a difference with travelers? Do you ever hear anybody responding to that one way or the other? Or do you think that's one of those things people think about and they just don't bother to report back on?
No, occasionally we'll hear some feedback. But I think the current product that we're using
are good.
And down the road, we're actually going to be changing that.
Well, you have to come back and tell us about the changes.
Yeah.
I, you know, because I have to say that I have never said anything about that to a front desk or written on a comment card or anything. But I know when I walk into the room and there's something that I recognize brand-wise that I like in the room, I'm excited. Like if I see, you know, whatever, I'm doing air quotes again, an upscale shampoo and conditioner or whatever, I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. I didn't expect that at Hampton Inn. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's really great that they did that. Yeah. Or when they have, you know, I love Keurig coffee makers. You know, when they have like a Keurig in the room and there's my kind of coffee, I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. Or, you know, whatever. Frankly, now that I just can even get coffee after that Four Seasons experience, I don't care what it is. But, you know.
Hot and brown.
But exactly. And caffeinated. That's all
absolutely.
I care about. But you know, I think that is one of those things that people do actually register. But they probably just don't say anything about it one way or the other. And here is an age-old question for you.
Okay.
As a hospitality person. Why do they not put toothpaste in the rooms? Because I feel like I could live without a shower cap. You know?
But the toothpaste
but
is crucial.
But if I forgot my toothpaste.
It is at the front desk.
But why? Is it just that it's that much more expensive that they don't want to put it in the room? Because I feel like I could also probably not wash my hair one day and survive.
You know,
but
I've
I can't not brush
well,
my teeth.
Shower cup thing
I've never been asked
funny.
That question before.
I've always wondered about that. It's like of all the things, putting a little Colgate or something in there, Crest, whatever, would make people's day. How many people come down and they're like, oh my God, I didn't have my, like if you lose your luggage.
You know, we have a suggestion box You can earn $50. Come over and put that in.
Because I think, like, you know, if you lose your luggage or
we'll be there at breakfast tomorrow, Andrew.
Putting in suggestions into the. I think we'll be traveling around the country, stopping
eating
at all
some
the Hampton
oatmeal
Inns,
and stuffing the suggestions.
Go back to Hampton on Spring Street and put that in the suggestion box.
Well, because I just think, you know, like, if you lose your luggage, if the airline loses your luggage, you can live without a lot of your stuff, but your toothbrush and toothpaste, that's like the one thing.
Oral hygiene. I'm big on oral hygiene.
Because you don't want that blanket on your teeth feeling. Nobody wants that.
Good point.
You know?
Nobody wants to head into a big sales meeting.
You know, that's a good question. We've just never
No hotels do.
In the room.
I was at some hotel recently in the last year, and they had a little tiny little thing of toothpaste, and I was so like, and that's what made me think of it. I was like, why don't all hotels do this?
Yeah.
Because I had never seen it before.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I think maybe
right,
the,
it could just be one of those small foil wrap things. Not
well,
like
this
a
one,
it
was
one of my employees
tube,
is listening.
Right?
They could earn $50.
That's right. It was a tube. It was a little tube, but it was tiny. I mean, it was like, I don't know, 0.25 ounces. Right. But it was an actual little tube
of
toothpaste.
Travel size.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, so do you ever go to, like, the hotel show or whatever in New York or one of the big hotel conventions where all the vendors are there?
Well, I haven't been to one of the shows, but during our conventions, they actually will have
a trade show floor.
A trade show floor,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I would think that maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's just never been a toothpaste vendor that's been there saying, you should put these in the rooms. You know, it's cheap and people would love it. It's so funny. It's just such an odd thing.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me. And otherwise, there'd be toothpaste in all the rooms, along with the coffee. First you drink your coffee, then you brush
There's definitely coffee.
Excellent. Is there anything else we need to know about Hampton Inn in Atlanta?
Is it getting busy now that it's summer?
Definitely. I mean, it's been a great year for us. The convention schedule's been very strong, and I think with gas prices continuing to fall, hopefully we'll see a lot of continued pickup in leisure travel for the rest of the summer.
Yeah. How many rooms in your guest?
We have 119 rooms, 49 of them are suites.
Oh, wow.
And we have 1,300 square feet of meeting space.
That was my next question.
Yes, so we're definitely able to accommodate groups. We have a boardroom that seats 8 people, and then we have 2 other rooms that could do anywhere from 60 for a plated meal up to 75 people for theater style. So we could definitely handle your small group.
So do you actively go out and look for groups to be in those spaces?
We do. We sure do. Is
there a typical kind of group that you end up with? Is it small businesses? Is it offshoots of bigger conventions that are doing meetings?
It's a little bit of both. If let's say a team is attending one of the conventions, they might rent our boardroom.
So if they're
all national sales managers and they're coming in, it's an opportunity for them to come in and have a space to their own and meet face to face that they might not have, you know, normally had a chance to meet with.
Yeah, I always think it's got to be really challenging to sell in such a competitive market like that, to sell conference space when there's so many options for people.
It's definitely a competitive market.
Yeah,
definitely
for that type of business.
That's where our brand, you know, really helps us out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And so there, if people are also doing a block of rooms with that, they get a better deal.
Absolutely.
Like yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very cool.
Nice. So, Andrew, if people are interested in getting a deal or getting a room
or a free hot
having
breakfast,
a meeting, right?
Maybe having some coffee in their room.
What's the best way for them to make reservations?
Give the hotel a call. The best way to reach us is at AtlantaDowntownSuites.HamptonInn.com, and that is our website.
One more time, Atlanta Downtown Suites.
Atlanta Downtown Suites.
HamptonInn.com. Okay, got it. Check.
Yeah, and, or direct line, 404-589-1111.
And they can also, of course, I'm sure, just Google Hampton Inn.
Absolutely,
Atlanta.
Hampton Inn Suites Atlanta.
And they could probably go to the library. And
they could go to the library, yeah.
Log into their Hilton Honors account.
Right behind us.
And check the property.
Absolutely.
That's right. Very cool. Favorite restaurant in town for you personally? Andrew?
Wow, I've got so many, actually.
Favorite top three?
Top three. Can't go wrong with Ted's Montana Grill. Love it.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to come on. They were supposed to hear today, but we're going to get them on.
Excellent.
Yep, in the coming weeks.
Excellent.
I love Ozio.
Oh, yeah, Ozio's delicious.
I love Googie Burger inside Centennial Olympic Park.
I don't know anything about that. See, this is why I ask these questions.
Right by the fountain.
Because when it's getting close to lunchtime, I'm starting to get hungry. I need recommendations.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, so say it again. Where is it?
It's Googie Burger.
Yeah.
And it's right next to the fountain rings.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Okay, Elizabeth.
That sounds super cool.
I know.
All right, we're
going to
tell them
out.
Andrew May sent us.
There you go.
That's right, and we get them on the air. And maybe they'll bring us some burgers. Just saying.
They bring me burgers for that plug.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have you back when they're on. Okay. You can bring us burgers for all of us.
Cheers to that. Well, thanks for tuning in to Southern Hospitality. I'm Elizabeth Gordon.
And I'm Dana Barrett.
And we will talk to you in 2 weeks. Happy 4th of July.
See you later.